something's got a hard shell. It can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Oh, it's a turtle or a tarpon. They both, one lives in the water and one on the land. The tarpon gets about this big.
About as big as your hand?
Uh-huh, something like that. And the turtle, he raises in the water, because he comes out sometime and goes from one barn to another across the highway or something. Mm-hmm. But the turtle is good to eat.
Uh-huh.
It has several different kinds of meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've ate turtle, but these are. Sky here, Tom. But these are.
Terrapin.
You don't eat them. I'm not going to serve something. And we had an old cat that something happened to her kidneys. I don't know if something killed him or what.
Mm-hmm.
But I dropped that old cat down and he was out in the garden. One day I seen my old cat had him in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to her kidney and she adopted that old cat. But he said, why can't you tell her? I called him, put him out of the house, and he's a little tiny thing. Ooh, he bite and scratch.
Did you ever hear something called a gopher?
Yeah. I've heard of that, but we don't have them here. They all live in Alabama.
What did you hear it called?
Gopher.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've heard them called gophers, and
what about cooter?
That's a terrapin.
What's that?
Terrapin.
Well, what did you call it?
A terrapin?
Uh-huh.
I called him terrapin. Some called him cooter.
Who calls him cooter?
I don't know. Just me to name for him.
Huh?
Indian name for them.
Uh-huh. Are there many Indians living around here?
Yeah, they live up, you know, they give them a reservation up here in Neshoba County.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me there's one lives down here at the foot of the hill. He's a good on this long hill up here, you know, not the first, but the second. There's one lives at the foot of the hill in one of them red houses on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Indian woman and a white man.
Mm-hmm.
He married an Indian girl. But she's up in years now, and he is too.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen her, but I've just heard people talk about seeing her.
Mm-hmm. Are there any names for Indians?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do people call Indians?
Well, some of them may call them Indians, some of them may call them squaws. Woman they call them squaws.
Uh-huh.
And man, I don't know what you call him, but it is Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a Cherokee Indian, and the
You didn't hear any insulting words for Indians, so.
No.
And people don't. People treat Indians.
Yeah, they treat them like they do anybody else.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they used to treat them mighty dirty, you know, years ago before they settled here.
Uh-huh.
But now I think they treat them like anybody else. They got a reservation in Oklahoma,
uh-huh.
In the state of Oklahoma, and then they got one up here at